You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning, Emily.
And we have a couple of great festivals that are ongoing this weekend, including one that, like, there's going to be so much food, so much good food to eat this weekend.
So much food and so many cocktails. The Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival kicks off tonight at the Westin. The Coastal Chef's Table features the Georgia Grown Executive Chef and chefs from around the Southeast and the Westin's Executive Chef.
So you know they know how to handle seafood.
Exactly. And what's really cool about this is that they're going to have demonstrations showing how they prepare their food.
So it's like how to cook the delicious shrimp and then how to eat the delicious shrimp. And like, or
I don't think we need much training on how to eat it.
Yes, that's what the audience is there for. And there's plenty more to eat all weekend, right?
Right. Then on Friday, they'll have the Low Country Picnic and Concert. It'll be on the lawn outside by the river.
Nice.
And they'll have a Zac Brown tribute band. And it's just a great way to toast the end of summer.
Yes, excellent. Lovely.
Finally, it'll get less hot.
Hopefully, knock on wood.
And on Saturday, they'll host the Aquacurian Challenge, where local restaurants and bartenders will showcase their best food and cocktails, and the guests get to vote for their favorites. Some of the featured restaurants are the Emporium Kitchen and Perry Lane Hotel, the Savannah Riverboat, 1790, Blow and Smoke.
So you'll get like a
There's
nice...
quite a list.
Yeah, a nice sampling of like some of the best food in Savannah. That doesn't sound too bad.
Exactly. Then they wrap up on Sunday with the Fresh Catch and Cocktails Jazz Brunch with a seafood spread, Bloody Mary bar, cocktail selections, and some live jazz music from the Fabulous Equinox Trio.
Oh, man. So no shortage of food or drinks or music at the Westin this weekend.
If you leave hungry, it's your own fault.
But if you're after some art instead, there is a great little art event happening on Friday.
Yes, the Savannah Art Association has a gallery on Bull Street, and they're staying open late on Friday to show off some of their pieces that are available for sale. They have 15 permanent artists, and they rotate pieces from about 150 other artists.
Oh, wow.
Didn't realize there were so many.
Yes, so if you're looking for local art, this could be a really good chance to find some. And, of course, also the Savannah Voice Festival continues this weekend as well.
On Friday night, they're going to be putting on an opera called The Telephone. It's a one act, and it's about a woman who's very tied up in her phone and misses out on what's right in front of her.
Huh.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, sounds...
But it was written in 1947, so...
Really? I was going to ask if it was like a new opera.
It's not modern. It's...
Huh.
How'd they know?
How'd they know, but also like, I don't know, nothing new under the sun, right?
Right. On Saturday, the festival brings the Camp Voice Showcase, and it will feature some up-and-coming opera singers. The Voice Festival is also an educational experience where singers can take master classes from some renowned artists and singers.
So it's like some newer opera singers like really perfecting their craft.
Exactly.
See them before they get too famous.
Yeah, so you can still afford the tickets.
All right. Well, Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great weekend.
You too.